Judges, slipping from the promises. Once Israel settles and lounges in luxury in the land flowing with milk and honey, complacency creeps in, disobedience dominates, and full enjoyment eludes. Though leaders in the form of judges step to turn them around, we see degeneration at all levels due to four reasons: failure to receive or pass on God's word, foolishness in covenanting with Trojan horses, faithlessness of leaders and judges, falling away from God. Failure to receive and pass on God's word. In Deuteronomy 6:4-9, God clearly instructs the Israelites to write his laws in their hearts, foreheads, door frames, etc. In Genesis 18:19, he emphasizes the importance of passing on the legacy. This clearly did not occur, as Judges reports in chapter 2, verse 10. After that, the whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors. Another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Secondly, foolishness to covenant with Trojan horses. Joshua's error to covenant with the Gibeonites creates a ripple effect as other tribes quickly follow suit. In spite of the angel's warning in chapter 2, verses 2 to 4, that they will become perpetual traps and snares for them, we see similar compromises in the early Asia Minor churches in Revelations chapter 2 and 3. Unfortunately, neither did the Israelites nor the churches heed the warning, resulting in eventual downfall. In a world of compromise today, in the world, in the church, in our lives, what influences us the most? Thirdly, faithlessness of leaders and judges. Leadership is critical to the success of any team. The decline of Israel accompanies the clear degeneration of leadership. In Moses' time, God was the clear leader and each sin was dealt with by God. In Joshua's time, the great deliverance was marred by the little sins. When God is not consulted, God remains silent. Down the line, the faith of the leaders continue to deteriorate. Barak does not have the courage to battle without Deborah. Gideon requires a fleece and failed on the matter of the ephod. Jephthah offers his daughter to God. Samson allows carnality to rule his life. Finally, falling away from God. The last verse in Judges described the fallen state. In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit. Judges 21:25. So subtle yet strong is the impact of deviating from God's commands. Even today, media, peers, and other strong influences slowly creep in and gain control almost without our knowledge. Can we hold on to the word and build Christ's legacy, irrespective of consequences? History has shown that it is moments of prosperity that dull accountability and moments of pain that bring spiritual gain.